Al Gore's film An Inconvenient Truth featured the former vice president basically giving a lengthy talk about global warming. It was released to a wide number of theaters around the U.S. A new movie called The Great Warming takes a bit different approach. Actor Keanu Reeves and singer Alanis Morissette host and narrate the documentary.
What if there was a planet so perfectly balanced that millions of species thrived in realms of water, land, and air?
What if a single species became so powerful that it began to change the very nature of the planet itself?
It is happening now, and only one species has the power to stop it.
Ours.
The movie features interviews with climate scientists, clergy, and activists. It also recommends various ways to reduce the warming of the atmosphere. The makers of The Great Warming have reached out to churches, community groups, and others to hold showings of the film, in part to raise money for a planned national theatrical release later this year. In Wisconsin, the Church's Center for Land and People has coordinated several showings and has more planned. Center Director Tony Enns says large-scale food production and long-distance hauling of food can increase global warming.
We're an organization that tries to help farmers in often desperate circumstances. And in showing this film, we hope to press the importance of consumers buying their food as much as possible and food products directly from farmers. It saves the consumption of fossil fuels.
Enns also says people of faith may feel a closer connection to the film as they follow teachings to serve as stewards of the earth and practice social justice. As pointed out in The Great Warming, coastal areas with large numbers of poor people are taking some of the brunt of additional storms and flooding that may be related to climate change. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.